Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling in to you from Austin, Texas. Welcome to the Monday Motivational Call. This is just an exceptional week. I'm excited for all the things that's starting to happen around the SEO world. My wife and I are triple diamonds with this company and been a part of this company for the past 4 years, and we've never been more excited than where we are today. Today is it's kind of a really neat thing. I got a good friend of mine who's been a part of our business for a couple of years and been utilizing technology, but it was about 14 weeks ago he made a decision to make a go at this thing. And in a few short 14 weeks, Leland Duck has built this business to the diamond level. Leland is an exceptional leader when it comes to what he's doing for his team, how he's getting out and leading from the front. He's a father of three. He's run three different companies and created, started, and sold three different companies in his chosen field. Also, in this part-time, he runs a large ranch where he runs over 150 head. So, Leland, we have you on the call with us tonight?
I do, Terry.
Awesome, man. Leland, welcome. And, by the way, congratulations on going diamond.
Thank you so much. I wish I had 150 head. I just have a little over 100. Sorry.
So, Leland, kind of share with everybody, take the next few minutes, if you wouldn't mind, share with everybody just a little bit of your background, what brought you here, and what's some things you'd like to share with everybody real quick.
I'll be happy to do that. First of all, Terry, thanks for letting me share the opportunity about this great, amazing company and their products. It's just been incredible. My background started in coming out of college. I went to a medical school to get my PA degree as a physician assistant, and I worked with a variety of surgeons around the Dallas area for 10 or 12 years, and then I broke off and started my own company with a group of men and had a chain of back stores around the country. And then we just got rid of those and moved into I went in with orthopedic manufacturing facility. Had about a 10-year stint there, and we built a company, had about 150 employees, and we sold products to all the NBA and NFL and physician offices around the country, and just was a great ride there. And we sold that, and then my wife and I started an orthopedic company, and we had that for since 94, and we sold that this last year, maybe 2 years ago. And then we also had an orthopedic manufacturing company the second time and built it over 10 years and sold it. And technology continues to change. We started with 150 employees, and then we were able to do it for 75, and now I've been involved with another gentleman doing his game for the third time, and even with less employees. So the technology continues to change. In the last 24 years, I've run a ranch also. I like full-time ranching, like being outdoors. And that's been a great business for me and a love that I have. So, but about a year ago, I came in from being up at my ranch and went to bed fine, and I woke up the next morning and couldn't get out of bed. And to make a long story short, I'll just tell you, I went through 1 year of a lot of pain and misery. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called polymyalgia rheumatica, and it's something that affects all your joints. And I just hurt all over and couldn't hardly stand up without help. And so I had to take 30 milligrams of prednisone every day just to function and get around. And I knew with long term that would destroy a lot of my insides, and I just didn't want to do that. And so I met with a naturalist doctor and went through gluten-free, sugar-free, alcohol-free, and then went through a series of IV treatments for a long time. And over that time of year, I was able to bring my prednisone down to 15 milligrams, but I really couldn't get below that. So I didn't know what I was going to do. And then my friend, you called me, and you had shared this business with me a few years back. I had some friends that run healthy with their sales, and I tried the product and got to a few friends, and I saw great results with that. But the last thing I needed was another business when you call me. But you continued to call me every now and then and drip on me, and you were professional, and you just happened to call me and see how I was doing. And I just told you I'd had a rough year, and you started sharing this product again. At that point, I was desperate, and I said, I'm interested, but I'm also skeptical because being in the medical field, I hear these things are almost too good to be true. They usually are. So I took it the next step, and I flew out to Utah where this company was, and I was able to meet the amazing founders of the CEO and presidents of this company and their executive team and the warehouse and a lot of the people. And what I saw was a company with a tremendous ethos. They all cared about helping people. It wasn't just about the money. And you could see it and you could feel it. And then I agreed to take the product. And after 3 weeks on the product, after the first week, I felt better. The second week, I felt a lot more strength coming back in my body. And the third week, for the first time in a year, I was able to close my hands and actually take off a cap and put back on a cap on a bottle of water. My hands wouldn't function. I couldn't work on my farm, couldn't do the things I enjoyed doing. I was deeply depressed because I just couldn't enjoy life. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through a lot worse things than what I went through. And you're looking for hope, I can tell you, I feel comfortable in saying we have something here that can help you. And I've been on the product now for a little over 3 months. My life has changed. It's just like someone flipped a light switch on. And once I understood what this product was, that it was science, it wasn't nutrition, it wasn't everything I'd heard about all these other companies over the years. This is something that's actually patented and protected, and it's proven. And I can tell you, it's proven on my behalf. It's changed my life in a huge way. And I got so excited about it, Terry. All I could think about was all the people that were suffering like I was, and it wasn't fun. And I just wanted to share with family and friends what this could do for them. So I wrote down 30 names, and I started approaching people with real bad, serious cells, unhealthy cells. And then everything else, and it doesn't matter what diagnosis you can think of, if it's cellular, this product can help. And that's what I've seen over the last 90 days is I've shared this product with friends, family around my ranch, around here in Dallas area, everybody up around Wapanoag, Oklahoma, and Tishomingo and Atoka and Ada, all those surrounding towns. The word has just spread like fire. And what's cool is that it's people that know each other, and they see it happening. They see real things happening. And when they see it's real, then they elect to want to come on board quicker and give it a try. And when they get results and get a product testimony themselves, they want to go share it with people. And so I thank you for congratulating me on going to Diamond, but I can tell you it wasn't me, Terry. It was this product, it was this company, and it's my team. We have the best team out there. We work well as a team. We share things with each other. We do calls with each other. Our goal and our mission is to reach out to others that are suffering. And as long as that's our goal and our mission, the financial part of it will come automatically. But, you know, what it really made me think about this last week after going Diamond, my thoughts have been really more about what this company offers, the opportunity that it offers. Over traditional business, and I've done traditional business. I've been involved with a couple of multi-million-dollar businesses that I've been a part of and sold, and we make good money when we sell them, but then the money stops coming in. You got to go find something else, and I have taken years of my life away from my family and my children, traveling around this world and seeking other things other than what I should have been with my family. And then this autoimmune disease hits me, and it really brings it home and it humbles you and brings you to your knees about what life's all about. And so this company offers everyone out there, I don't care who you are, I don't care what illness that you have, you owe it to yourself to try it. They have a money-back guarantee. 50% of the people gets results in 30 days, 90% in 90. That's huge in anything that you deal with. But I just wanted to just run a few things quickly about the advantages of this type of a company over traditional brick-and-mortar business. To get started in this business, you just buy a $40 kit and you order your product. You don't have the big, major startup costs that you have trying to start a new business. I've been there. You don't have any employees. You don't have any rent to pay or maybe you're paying for your own building if you have your own business. You don't have any additional expenses for like utilities and insurance, both on the building and your employees. You don't drive to and from work in that awful traffic every day. You reduce your expenses on food and clothing and fuel and the telephones in your offices and the copiers and the computers and the payroll and all the equipment it takes to run your business. You don't have any of that with this. And this is what I love about it so much is you can work from the privacy of your own home and be your own boss without the struggles of big business. And the world is changing out there, guys. It's changing. Look around. Some of the biggest companies out there, they don't even own their own business. They have people driving cars like Uber, and they have hotels, you're saying, but they don't own their buildings. Things are changing. And I think everybody needs to think and look to a second or third stream of income. So whatever you're doing with your regular job, maybe you continue that. Maybe you start this on the side and you start sharing this with people and seeing how quick this business can grow. And think about when you sell a company like I did, the money stops coming in after that. With this business, you gain and create residual income. And that income is something that carries on. Even if something happens to you and you pass, you can pass that down to your family and to your children. That money continues to come. And what better things could you do for your family than to leave them money or leave them a legacy behind for the work that you had done? So it's pretty amazing. It's been the most rewarding thing, Terry, that I've done in my career, seeing people's lives change. And when they call you and you break down with them, and then you have to just go around the corner and get a hold of yourself because it's so touching. And I can't tell you how many times I experienced that over the last 3 months. But if you're on the phone tonight and you're just starting your business, or even if you've been in for a while like I was, you have made a great decision, because when you get upon something like this company, not a good product, not a great product, but an exceptional product and an exceptional company, that equals a great opportunity for great success. And now it's time that you might think about taking your own life and your own career and move forward with something that you can control. Build something for you and your family. Start something new, or a second stream of income with this. Don't always work for someone else. This gives you an opportunity, really, with very little money, to start something that you can make as much money or more than you could owning a big traditional brick-and-mortar business. So I'll close in just saying, set your goals, write them down, take the first step in your new journey. Just take that step, like I did 14 weeks ago, and I've gone to Diamond. It just seems unreal. But it's not so much about that. It's how many people we've helped along the way and how many people we're going to help this next year. So, Terry, I just want to thank you again for allowing me to share my heart and my feelings about this company, ASEA. And for the rest of you on the phone tonight, listen in. You're fixing to listen to Tyler Norton, who's one of our founders of our company. He's a phenomenal leader with this company, and you're going to enjoy what he has to say to you tonight. So thank you, Terry.
You bet. And Leland, man, you're a leader of leaders, man. I appreciate you being here. And so everybody, you'll get another chance to hear from Leland a whole lot more down the road. And we're going to, as we transition, you know, to hear from a brand new diamond in 14 weeks and how it can change people's lives, especially just by making the decision. I get to transition and introduce our founder tonight and chairman of ASEA, Tyler Norton. Now, in my 16 years in a career in this network marketing, as being what I could consider myself a professional networker, I've been a part of ASEA for 4 years. I've never, ever in my career, and I'm not just saying this because he's our founder, ever in my career have ever seen anybody with a vision and a foresight about where this business should go with his strategic thinking and really how, and also how he's bringing a lot of honor towards the network marketing profession. So it is my honor to introduce our founder and chairman, Tyler Norton. Tyler, are you with us?
Terry, I'm here. Thanks so much. Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
Thanks
for being here.
Well, first off, Terry, I want to thank you for hosting this call tonight, for your visionary leadership. Both you and your lovely wife, Erin, are dear friends and have become a real big part of the heart of ASEA. So I want to start by thanking you for all you've done for ASEA and continue to do. And, boy, I'll tell you, I think we should just wrap this call after Leland's comment. I was ready to sign up and then go run with him. Leland, I want to congratulate you first on really an amazing accomplishment in arriving at Diamond so quickly and efficiently. I had the good fortune of meeting Leland and Donna at a meal we had together, and I could see the goodness in both of them, his years of experience, and I loved seeing his great successes married with such an honest form of humility and goodness. I just feel privileged to associate with men and women like the four of you guys, and so I first want to start by thanking both of you, so thanks for that. You know,
thank you.
Thanks, Liam. Appreciate you. Say hi to Donna for us, too. And you know, I my blood's boiling tonight. I'm excited to be on this call. I'm excited to raise my voice in behalf of this company and who we are and what we stand for. And I want to tell you just a quick story to set a stage. Some of you may have heard me tell this before. Some may not. But I believe most of you know that I spent the better part of 17 years of my career in the financial services industry, but most notably the insurance and retail investment industry. So nothing terribly glamorous when you start. You actually you wake up every day with a feeling of being unemployed. I was a full commission sales rep. I worked for a New York domiciled insurance and investment company called Mutual of New York, MONY, 170-year-old, $65 billion business, big shop, very old, lots of history and tradition. And I got to tell you, I hated the fact that I woke up with that feeling of I'm unemployed every day for the first little while. I just struggled with it. I wanted to win. I wanted to succeed. But I found myself lacing off my shoes at night, I don't know how many times, just thinking, you know, what am I doing? Am I doing this right? I remember coming home, having 2 and 3 and 4 appointments in an evening, and I'd lived in a little town home. We had contiguous walls with other neighbors, and two of my very best friends purchased townhomes right next to mine. And I'd come home at night, and I'd look in their window. They had kind of a bi-level, so you could see down into their family rooms, and here I am dragging a bag in at like, you know, 10 at night, hoping I could have sold something that evening, maybe didn't have any luck. And I'd look down there in my buddy's room watching Seinfeld or something, kicking back with their families. And I just thought, what in the world am I doing? This is crazy. And, you know, I made the decision that I was going to leave the industry. I just didn't want to do this anymore. And there was a meeting. There was an annual meeting we held. It was called our campus school, and the campus school was literally thousands of retail investment advisors and insurance guys would all come together in Phoenix. Our company owned several Point Hilton resorts in the Phoenix Valley in their portfolio, and so we'd convene at a Point Hilton resort in Phoenix, and we would go through 3 or 4 days of schooling. Some of us would get continuing education credits for it. Others were just there to be schooled on some subject, and I chose to go to a symposium that was all about sales. And the gentleman that taught the class was a man named Sam Chido, and Sam was from New York City and had been very, very successful in his career and devoted this full week once a year to give a sales symposium. And here I am coming down to this meeting prepared to quit the week I get home. I thought, well, I'll go down to campus school and then I'll come home and kind of retool and think of it. Some different options for myself. And this man, I owe this man a great deal, and he doesn't know it. I've not been able to see him since, but he inspired me that week. And real quick, I'm going to tell you the story. It's kind of a neat story. He made us all wear different colored T-shirts in this class, and we had to come in wearing the T-shirts that he had sent to us a week before we came down. And we were put into teams. And I'll never forget it. I walked in. He had a huge kind of metal cage ball that he was spinning around, and he had ping pong balls in there, kind of like a lottery. And he had music blaring, a huge sound system in this you know, auditorium. There were probably about 75 or 100 of us in this class. And he was rotating this ball. He had a headphone mic on that looked, you know, kind of like Janet Jackson back in the day. This is a long time ago. And he's standing on the stage, and he's clapping and playing music as we're walking in for the first time. We're all looking at each other like, this guy's crazy. And he'd pull a ping pong ball out, and he'd scream at the top of his lungs, you know, a hot air balloon ride. And then he'd walk down and hand it to somebody. And then you know, he'd call out the next ping pong ball and bring somebody up on the stage, and it was $100 cash, and he pulled a lot of cash out. And he was just trying to get our blood pressure up and get us excited. And he made us stand on our chairs. He literally made us stand on the chairs and clap to the music. On our breaks, when we came back from the restroom, he'd be pumping music and say, get up. And we had to stand on our chairs and clap. And, you know, at first I kind of thought it was silly. But, boy, did he keep us engaged and enthused. And the first thing he did was he issued a competition on that Monday morning to the teams that were there in these different colored T-shirts. And he said, you all have 4 days to pick a charity, come up with a way to raise money. And by the end of this week, whoever raises the most money for charity in the next 4 days at this event, you know, wins. And I think we won actually a hot air balloon ride or something to that effect. Well, so here I am at this event, and our team sits down, and we chose the Ronald McDonald House to as our charity back in Salt Lake City. And we decided that what we were going to do to raise the money was we were going to interview all of the top producers that were at this event. Remember, there's thousands there. And we decided we would interview the top 10 or 12 producers in our company, and then we would record the interviews and transcribe them into a booklet. On the last night, we'd go to Kinko's, get them printed up, and sell them at the last kind of main stage event for $10 and raise a bunch of money. We thought we were pretty smart. The guys that won ended up just doing raffle tickets. And I stayed up every night, probably till 3 or 4 in the morning, typing out these recordings, these cassette recordings they weren't cassettes. Sorry, I'm starting to date myself, Terry. But I stayed up recording and listening to these people speak. Now, I want you to think about this. This is like going to your first ACA event and having a chance to interview the top 10 producers, distributors in the company. And they did it. These folks were so gracious, and they said, we'd love to help you. And so we broke them out into our team. I probably had 2, 3, or 4 interviews, and then I was the designated transcriber. So I listened to all these interviews. And as I went through this class, and I saw this gentleman, Sam Chido, teaching me, and then here I am talking face-to-face as a 20, gosh, I bet I was 26 years old. I was meeting all of the top producers in my company. These were seven-figure earners that had been in the business for many, many years. And I was asking them all the questions. We titled the booklet, Everything You Wanted to Learn from the Best But You Were Afraid to Ask. And we printed this. And I've looked all over to see if I could find a copy of that booklet that we did. We must have sold them all because I couldn't find one. But that week changed my life at that event, because I made the decision at that event, having gone through that experience, I asked all of these top producers if they ever thought about leaving the industry. And they all to a person said, of course. They said it's the most natural feeling to think, you know what, I don't know that I can do this, or I don't know that I want to do this anymore. So here I am sitting in front of people that are running huge groups and teams, and they're telling me that they, you know, oh yeah, we thought about leaving many times. And then I would go to this class with this Sam Chido guy, and he was teaching me principles about how to get out and make things happen, and that it was all my decision and choice. And I'll tell you what, in 4 days with very little sleep, I decided there's no way I'm leaving this industry. I'm staying. And I'm going to tell you right now, there would not be an ACEA. There simply would not be an ACEA had I chosen to leave the industry. And the reason is I met a gentleman by the name of Jerry Toombs, worked with him for 6 years, developed a relationship with him, and he's the gentleman that introduced myself and my father to this technology. So I'm grateful that I stayed, but let me tell you what happened. I went from being at about 30% of my annual objective, coming home in, I think, June or July. I had to get 70% of the year put together just to stay in the role. And I set out to do that with a passion and a commitment like I never had before. And I kept a statement in my head that I still believe to this day, and it was this, that the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greenest where you water it. And I made a decision that I was going to water the grass right under my feet. Every single day, I was going to focus and commit on that. And at the end of that year, I had sold 40 individual cases in a single month in December to make the number. And within 4 months of having done that, they asked me to be a sales manager. And within 17 months of that opportunity to be a sales manager, I had the number one sales management team in the country out of 140 teams all over the United States. 2 years after that, I was a national director running all the sales management training. 1.5 years after that, I was the youngest general manager in that company. 2 years later recruited away as a vice president, 2 years as a senior vice president, and ultimately a chief distribution officer in that industry at the age of 34. I should have never been in those jobs that quickly, but think about it. Those 4 days at that event changed the whole trajectory of my career and my life, put me on the path to meet the people that would create ASEA. And I was thinking, not a big deal, I'll go to this event and I'll probably come home and rethink things and take a different job. A counterpoint, I bumped into a guy not long ago that worked with me, shared an office with me over 20 years ago when I started. And I saw him and we talked a little bit, and he told me of the struggles and challenges of his life and career, jumping from one thing to another. And all I could think about was the grass is greenest where you water it. I want to challenge you to realize that the grass is greenest where you water it. You've got an opportunity here with us with these products that are so amazing. The technology is so real that you've got a chance right now to make a decision. It's a choice point. And I look back and I thank the good Lord, and I'm so grateful to the people that created those environments where I could actually really ponder what I wanted to become. And it happened at that meeting. I should tell you, I went on to be very close friends with the top producers in that company for many years to come. They remembered that interview. I challenge you, when you are around people that have succeeded more than you have, don't sit at the tables where you know everybody. Go ask them if you can visit with them. Go sit down with them and learn from them. These are the opportunities for you to take your opportunity and career and make it yours. Terry, I just want to thank you and Leland again for the opportunity to join you guys. I'm telling you right now, ASEA is strong, and we are in a great place. I want to challenge all of you to realize that I had to make the choice. I had to literally look myself in the mirror and say, I'm doing this. I'm going to make this happen. And my career took off from that moment like you can't imagine. I challenge you to look in the mirror and get absolute clarity on who you are and what you want to be and do it. We have created an environment where that can happen. I've seen it happen. Leland is a great, great reference point for how quickly it can happen. But you are the one that makes the choice, and just keep watering that grass right under your feet because that's where it's greenest. Terry, thanks so much for letting me join with you guys tonight. I'm going to turn the time back to you and hope this little message has hit home for some of you on the phone.
Connor, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I mean, between the two of you guys, I don't think I'm going to bed tonight. I'm pretty lit on fire. But thanks, like I said, thanks. And I know you got to get, but since I still have Leland, I want to ask you, Leland, as we start to close this thing out, where do you see this in the next couple of years? You kind of were kind of on the sidelines for a while, and you engaged in this thing. You got a better handle on this thing. Where do you see this? Well, I see it going. Where do you see it in the next few years?
That's a great question, Terry. Let me answer it like this. All of you know about a company called Apple and what it's done over the years. Can you imagine early on getting an early stock tip on a company like that that's just as big as it is today and having the ability to understand that it was available to you at your grip, at your grasp? All you had to do is reach out and take it. That's where this company is today, and that's where you are today. If you're new with this company, you've been given that stock tip, if you will. This company is going places. It's got the leadership like I've not seen. Leaders that have had so much experience in this industry for years. They've seen the companies that's come and gone, that's failed. It's not about how quick they get there and make it. It's how well they do it along the way. And that's what impressed me the most about them. It's leaving a legacy behind. And I think this company could be on the forefront of changing medicine as we know it today with this type of product. I really believe that. I've seen it in the last 90 days, how lives have changed. And, you know, I don't know what to say other than you owe it to yourself to try it. You owe it to yourself to tell your close family and friends about it and be the one that took it to them that could change their lives. There's nothing that you could do more for a family or a friend, or even someone you don't even know, than to share this business with them. I don't care. Some of you are always concerned about what people are going to say. I don't care what they think. I think pass it on is what I would say. Pass on what something's good. Pass it on and see what happens to your life. You owe it to yourself to do that. But this company's on the move, and I challenge each one of you to think about where you are in your lives personally and ask yourself, do you have a better opportunity than this? And if you don't, then maybe you ought to jump on board with us and see what it can do.
I got to tell you, man, this has been fantastic. I mean, it's like getting sandwiched between a future Titan and a Titan, this has just been a fantastic call. And, you know, as your good friend up in Wapanoka, Oklahoma says, Red, when he says, if you're thinking about you're thinking too much. Get on it.
Yeah.
It's been amazing seeing how everything's really started to take off in your team. But I got to tell you guys, from my perspective to everybody listening in, you're an absolute, absolute fantastic hands with the leadership of this company. And the future's never been so bright as it is today. And there's a lot of big things coming. So, guys, get ready. Get this out to your teams. It's going to be up and recorded immediately after this call. Get this out to them. And everybody, y'all have a fantastic week. And make sure you're plugging in to A-Team Support. Go to ateamsupport.com and plug in there. And this Wednesday, I know that we're also going to have Alan Noble, our upline Triple Diamond, at 8 p.m. Central, will be doing a Zoominar, an opportunity where you want to drive people there, and you can go to discoverasea.com, discoverasea.com for that. Guys, have a fantastic week. Thanks again, Tyler. Thanks again, Lehman. You guys are the best. Thanks, guys.